27 years ago, singer Paul Simon gave us this list, 50 ways to leave your lover.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me.
This week, Laura Schoberg, author of the Book of Ratings, grades some of the methods Paul Simon suggests to leave a lover.
50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack.
I'm not entirely clear on the point of slipping out the back as opposed to the front. Am I supposed to soften the blow by taking out the garbage? I suppose the furtiveness might appeal to those with an overactive sense of drama, but I say slip out whatever makes you comfortable. Rating, C.
Make a new plan,
I assume the old plan is don't leave my lover, unless the old plan is slip out the back, Jack, in which case Paul Simon really needs to make up his mind. In either case, a new plan is a good idea, but it's not really a way to leave your lover, is it? New plans are nice and all, especially when bound attractively, but at the end of the day, you're still sharing a toothpaste tube. Rating, D+.
You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me.
No need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. At this point, we seem to have abandoned all pretense of actual lover leaving in favor of vague personality-building advice. This is seeming less like useful information and more like an infomercial for an expensive partner abandonment seminar. Just three payments of $59.95, Clive. Rating, D-.
Hop on the bus, 'cause you don't need to discuss much.
Finally, we're getting back to an actual way to leave your lover. Not a good way, but a way nonetheless. The problem with the bus is that you generally have to wait around a while before hopping on it, which gives you time to rethink things and your lover time to track you down like a jilted bloodhound. I'm not sure whether don't need to discuss much is an addendum to this piece of advice or a preface to the next one, so I'm ignoring it. Rating, C-.
Just drop off the key and get yourself free.
Now you see, this is thoughtful. It's a wonderful way to say, the way you sound like a toy duck when you sneeze has driven me off, but that doesn't mean I don't care. Then, when your lover writes a tell-all autobiography, your chapter will be entitled The Traitorous Deceiving Bastard, rather than The Heartless Traitorous Deceiving Bastard. Rating, B+.
Laura Schoberg is author of The Book of Ratings.
You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, 'cause you don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, 'cause you don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free.